The city of Cape Town last week warning residents about their water quality. Residents encouraged to boil their water before drinking it or cooking with it. And they lay the blame at the door of load shedding, hampering water treatment facility operations. Well, joining me on the line now is Professor Anthony Turton, who is from the Center for Environmental Management at the University of Free State. Anthony, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and the listeners. Thank you for having me.
How does load shedding impact on the ability of the municipality, City of Cape Town in this instance, to ensure that I have clean water coming out of my tap?
Yes, it's a very, very pertinent problem going all across the country at the moment now. You must appreciate that water processing or any processing activity in any complex situation relies on the constant supply of electricity to get keep the pumps working, to keep the filters at pressure, to do all of the things that have to be done. So when your electricity supply becomes unstable, so too does your water delivery. And in the context of municipalities, they very often have to boost additional water pressure with with pumps going into header tanks and reservoirs, etc. So water has to be moved around by electricity. You know, that's what happens. And when you get these erratic supplies, unfortunately, you start getting airlocks in the system. You start getting changes and fluctuation in pressures, and that starts knocking off the biofilm inside the pipes. And that's one of the reasons why the water quality might be affected as a result of it.
One would think, though, we've been enduring load shedding for, 15 years, if not longer now, that one, the municipality would invest in alternative generation of power sources, generators and those kind of things, or two, make sure that when whoever is responsible for switching off areas when load shedding is announced, that the areas around those treatment plants, for example, or water management systems, that they don't lose any electricity.
Well, yes, you're entirely correct in your assumption. And in fact, I'm still quite surprised to this day that some of your big bulk water providers do not have standby generators machine or for their equipment, because we simply know that Eskom is not going to be able to deliver the electricity that we need. However, there's one other thing that I think we need to consider. That is that we've all fallen for the hubris that comes from the state that this load shedding is going to just miraculously go away. You know, the president comes and makes a statement, oh, no, there will be no more load shedding. They've done something, or they've done this, or they've done that, and there will be no more load shedding. All of that is hubris, because it's not based in any way on fact. The simple fact of the matter is that the Eskom fleet has been run completely into the ground. The simple matter of the fact is that it's going to take billions of rand to repair it. And the matter of fact is you can't repair it with the current team that's broken it to the extent that it needs to be repaired. So we're not going to have an immediate repair to the system in the foreseeable future. And it's now the fact that we're believing that hubris. This is where we're starting to come unstuck. You must remember that system degradation is something that happens over a period of time. And when you degrade a system over a period of time, you start reaching critical points of failure, critical thresholds beyond which the system becomes increasingly unstable. And I think this is where we are today in the country, where we're getting all kinds of knock-on effects. For example, in internet service provision, just as one example, water service provision as another. And, this is simply rippling across this society as your energy woes of the country are not adequately taken care of.
Serious issue there, Professor. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Professor Anthony Turton, Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State. Some of the suburbs which were affected included Chrisani Park, Deep River, Enkanini, False Bay Park, Guguletu, Hanover Park, Elita Park, Khayelitsha, Lansdowne, Mitchell's Plain, the CBD of Mitchell's Plain, Nyanga, Philippi, Steenberg, Tafelsig, Victoria, Mklenge, Zikofley, and such areas. So I hope you did heed the call by the city to please make sure that you boil your water before you either consume it as drinking water or for your tea, or you cook with it.